This is a dictation for William Cosby, W-I-L-L-I-A-N-C-O-S-B-Y. William Cosby, date of service is 1-9-2023, date of birth 6-13-1944, that date of accident is 10-9-2013. The patient is presenting here for a evaluation as a follow-up visit. He was injured as a restaurant driver on 10-9-2020 when his car spinned and another car when he hit the driver's side. The car spinned and faced the opposite of the Livernois road, and the impact caused him some headaches along with pain in the left side of the neck, lower back, and the left shoulder with radiation to the left leg. Patient has continued these pains to the tune of 7 in the left side of the neck, left shoulder, and the left lower back and right knee. The MRIs were positive for bulging disc at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, and also at C5-6. And in the brain, there was no abnormality. The patient has always refused to have any injection treatment or any surgical treatment. He wanted only conservative treatment, which has been carried out since the time of accident of 10-9-2020. He has done more than a year and a half of his treatment. Overall, his pain level is 7 and the ADLs are 5, and especially the work is affected 7, and rest of the ADLs are not reported. Currently, the patient reports 50% improvement in the pain level, and in the neurology psych, patient reports that he is suffering from headache and fatigue and loss of equilibrium and poor work performance. And he denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackout, difficulty sleeping, loss of balance, or any confusion, disorientation. They deny any lack of focus, lack of concentration, loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient reports that there is a stiffness of the neck, shoulder stiffness on the right, and lower back stiffness. Left shoulder stiffness. And he has a pain in the left shoulder, neck and mid-back and lower back. But he's able to walk reasonably well. In the GI, there's no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there's no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine, and respiratory, there's no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness, or breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level, and there is no change in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none. And the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 144 over 87, pulse is 105, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from previous visit of 12-9-2022, dictation number 1210-062. And 1210-066. And the plan is to, diagnosis is the same, plan is to discharge the patient at his request from physical therapy and to be released for regular life or duty without any restrictions in the disability. That has been carried out. His labs were reviewed, maps have been reviewed. He was provided following medication, Mobic, 15 milligram once a day for anti-inflammatory, Acifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol codeine number 4, one every 12 hours, PRN for Elavil is provided for 15 milligram twice a day for sleep and GAD disorder and relieve the pain. The patient is now going to visit us once a month if needed, otherwise he'll be discharged. Thank you. He doesn't want any injection treatment or any consultation with the surgeon.